Today on Politics in Action. With the Liberals and Conservatives neck and neck and Canada's federal election less than a month away, I will be discussing the importance of a party leader's image to Canadian voters. I'm Kabir, and you're listening to CJMQ on 88.9 FM. Last Wednesday, Time magazine published an infamous picture of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau dressed in a costume which included makeup used to depict a darker-skinned character. This heavily racialized costume symbolizes a brown face or blackface, a costume rooted in the oppression of colored people in North America. The editors at Time magazine stated a Vancouver businessman discovered this picture in West Point Grey's Academy 2001 yearbook and felt that it needed to be released. Interestingly, Main Street Research, one of Canada's most trusted national polling firms, emphasized that the Liberal Party extended their lead in the opinion polls by 3 points over the Conservative Party prior to the release of these images. With less than a month before Canadians cast their vote, political parties are looking for any edge they might have to raise their popularity. Justin Trudeau immediately expressed a public apology for his actions over a decade ago. Surprisingly, the Liberals have not seen a sizable drop in support, as the apology is viewed to have been well received by many Canadians. The release of Trudeau's brownface photo is controversial, but has not reflected the Liberal government's attitude towards visible minorities. During Justin Trudeau's term, it was evident that the Liberal Party ensured the fair representation of minority groups in cabinet, an action that reaffirmed the party's commitment to diversity and inclusion. The leader of the official opposition Conservative Party, Andrew Scheer, immediately denounced Trudeau's actions. However, Scheer became the target of questions surrounding certain party members' questionable activities. Scheer responded to these questions stating that, "I believe many Canadians, most Canadians, recognize that people can say things in their past when they're younger at a different time in their life that they would not say today." This primarily applies to recent information placed in the limelight about the Tories' hiring of former Rebel Media director Hamish Marshall as their campaign manager. To provide some background, Rebel Media is arguably one of Canada's largest self-described alt-right news networks. Although Marshall has severed ties with Rebel Media, this places the nature of Scheer's view towards past actions into question. Should a person be held responsible for an exertion that is not representative of their views today? It is important to note that Trudeau immediately apologized for his actions. Scheer and Marshall have not publicly acknowledged the impact these ties have on the life of Canadians every day. The actions of Justin Trudeau in 2001 were unacceptable then and now. Throughout this past week, various media outlets have consulted experts and influencers in order to gauge the harmful impact of these actions throughout the country. However, these discussions generally lack an integral aspect needed to evaluate the feeling of a black or brown face to Canadians. The inclusion of opinions on this issue from minority groups is severely lacking in mainstream media, causing a paradox where assumptions are made about the feelings of various Canadians with little prior consultation. This issue has in fact raised the concern that many Canadians have faced throughout their life, the fear that their voice is being silenced. Soon after the commencement of debate over this image, NDP leader Jagmeet Singh tweeted a statement saying, "Tonight is not about the Prime Minister. It's about every young person mocked for the color of their skin. The child who had their turban ripped off their head, and those reliving intense feelings of pain and hurt from past experiences of racism. To you, I say you are loved." This statement differs from the rest, as it denounces Trudeau's actions while also speaking to every Canadian. Justin Trudeau's apology has been well received by many. The latest opinion polls have the Conservatives in the lead by 1 point over the Liberals, and the NDP sitting 2 points above the Green Party. Will we see further information released about Canada's party leaders in the next few weeks? Tune in to CJMQ for quick updates on the upcoming election. You've been listening to pre-election coverage on Politics in Action. I'm Kabir with CJMQ on 88.9 FM.